Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening Master Keys of Creation, where I show you how to create and attract the joy, well-being, and abundance that you desire, and how to be the unlimited master of creation you truly are, to literally make all your dreams come true. You'll find tons more self-empowering goodies at my website, zakaran.com, to help you more easily create and attract happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire, including the ability to become financially free. All right, so here we go. Feeling good is all anyone wants. Nothing in the entire universe is more important than feeling good, because feeling good is all anyone wants. In fact, feeling good is the absolute purpose of life. The purpose of life is joy. Therefore, when you're feeling good, you are fulfilling your purpose in life. We are not here for any other reason than the joy and fun of it. We are not here to prove our worth by how much we have struggled or how hard we have worked or by what we believe or how virtuous we are, how much we've sacrificed or self-flagellated ourselves, etc. We did not come to earth to save anyone or to save the earth or to save ourselves, because we don't need saving. We didn't come to earth to learn anything or become enlightened or to somehow transcend the physical world as if we're somehow trapped here, etc., etc. That's all complete bullshit. We are only here for the joy and fun of creation. That's it. The only reason we are here is to feel good. And feel better, and feel amazing, and to laugh, and have fun, and more fun, and more fun, and more fun, and more fun. We're here for the experience of contrast of unwanted things, which causes us to desire wanted things, and then inspires us to create those desires for improvement into physical reality, because it feels good to create new things, because we are all eternal immortal creators. And because we are eternal immortal creators, nothing in the entire universe is more important to us than feeling good, because feeling good is all we want. The only reason people want the money or the honey or the success or the fame, etc., is to feel good, because we believe that those things will make us happy. And anytime you feel bad, it's because you are resisting your own desires. And when you feel good, you are allowing your desires. If you feel good, you are a cooperative element in your own manifestation soup. And when you feel bad, you are an uncooperative element and blocking the flow of your own abundance. So when you feel bad, just say, the purpose of life is joy, and nothing is more important than feeling good. And I want to feel good, so I'm going to look for something and focus upon anything that feels good to think about and appreciate. As soon as you find something that is easy to like, love, and appreciate, and you stop thinking about what you don't like and don't want, and you start thinking about what you do like and you do want, well, you will feel great. You don't have to somehow magically shift your thoughts and become instantly divinely enlightened to be able to somehow love unlovable things, because that's not even possible, and not even what Source God does. The magic is finding what is lovable in that person or in that situation. Or if you can't find something good about that person or situation yet, because your vibration isn't quite high enough, well, then just find something entirely different to think about and look at and admire and appreciate that is easy to like, love, and appreciate, that has nothing to do with what you know, this big-ass thing that is your nemesis. If money is your nemesis and riches are your nemesis, well, you know, and riches just seem to laugh at you, and success just seems to taunt you and tease you with its sexy vixen-esque wiles, Well, just don't go there, girlfriend, and instead find anything that is likable and lovable to focus on. Something that is already full of richness, already full of abundance, already prospering, already thriving, already sweet, already nice. Like nature, or babies, or puppies, or kittens, or dolphins, or your lover, or your own source, for that matter. You don't have to tackle your issues head on and somehow overcome them, because abundance is abundance. It doesn't matter if it's an abundance of money or an abundance of puppies. It's still the same abundance. It doesn't matter if it's an abundance of love or an abundance of health or it's an abundance of nature. It's the same abundance. It's the same vibration of abundance. The vibration of kittens is the same vibration as $1,000,000,000,000,000,000. It's the same feeling. Vibration. So just find anything that is easy to like, love, and appreciate in abundance, even if it is seemingly far off of your big-ass issue that is staring you in the face. And that big-ass issue will just transform into the joyful abundance that you actually desire. Abundance is just our natural state of being. It is not something we need to learn or earn or prove or deserve in order to have. And all we really need to do to have the abundance and joy and money and love and riches and well-being and fun that we desire is nothing. Just allow. And stop fighting for something that we already have, because it is our natural state of being. You don't have to fight for riches. You don't have to fight for love. You don't have to fight for abundance. You already have them. You already are them. They are in your natural state of being. Fighting for what we want is like fighting for riches and wealth when your bank account is already full of billions and trillions of dollars. Because your virtual bank account, your vibrational bank account, is already full of an infinite abundance of absolutely everything that you desire. Because nothing that you desire is resisted or denied or blocked by Source, by God, by the universe. Source does not judge your desires in any way, and in fact, does the complete opposite of judgment. Any desire that you have, Source and the entire universe jumps for joy and says, yay, something new to create. Let's rock this desire. Let's have some fun on this adventure of desire and creation and turning this desire into physical reality. Source never says, sorry, dude, you don't deserve that. You're not good enough. You haven't suffered enough. You haven't sacrificed enough. You don't believe enough. You're not good looking enough. You're not talented enough. The universe never says, sorry, babe, that's way too big to create, or at least it's too big for you. You know, you're just not, you know, you're just not there yet. No. Instead, Source, the universe, all that is, always says, whatever you want, lemon, easy peasy, lemon squeezy, you can have it. Whatever you want, we'll help you get it. No problem. No biggie. Let's have some fun creating this. Let's go on the adventure. Yeehaw, road trip! Let's create it. Yeah, baby. That's what Source does every single time. To find love, well-being, joy, and abundance, all you have to do is stop looking where these things don't exist and allow them to come from where they do exist. And if you're looking for them from people, well, you're barking up the wrong tree. You're looking for love in all the wrong places. You're looking for love with too many faces. Love isn't something that you get and can actually control and make deals for and agreements and marriage vows to keep around. We all know that doesn't fucking work. Love isn't something you get and obtain and can control. It's something that you are. It's not a commodity that you can trade. It's not a thing. It's a feeling. Well-being, joy, and abundance are not things that you can acquire or possess or fight for or deserve or earn or make deals for or agreements for. They are just your natural states of being. They're the natural states of being of the universe. They're the natural states of source. All that is, creation, whatever you want to call it. And all you have to do to have these things, all you have to do to have whatever you want, the love, the money, the relationship, the abundance, the riches, is stop doing the things that are blocking you from having them, from them flowing to you, such as thinking about things that you hate and don't want, and playing the game of, oh, poor me, I'm such a victim. And that kind of negative thinking takes its toll on you. Negative, limited, doubtful, judgmental thinking takes its toll on your mental and emotional and spiritual health, which then takes its toll on your physical health, which manifests as age and ailments and disease in your physical body. And of course, it takes its toll upon the amount of wonderful, joyful, loving, abundant things that you are allowing to come into your life and your experience. Basically, it limits the amount of everything that you desire, but especially the joy, love, well-being, and abundance that you are allowing, which are the primary things that you desire. Especially joy, because the only reason you want anything is for the joy and fun of it. Because remember, your divine purpose in life is joy, which means all you have to do is feel good, think good feeling thoughts, and speak good feeling words, and do good feeling things, and find good feeling things to focus upon, and good feeling things to think about, and you will literally attract every joyful, abundant desire that you have to you easy and effortlessly. Just feel good and all your dreams will come true. Especially since your number one dream in life is, that's right, you got it, to be happy and feel good. And because you feel good regardless of what desires you have allowed and attracted and are living and being and doing and having or not, doesn't matter, because you are already fulfilling your divine purpose, which is to be happy and feel awesome, regardless of what you have, regardless of the abundance you've got, regardless of the love you've got, or how much of whatever you've got, you're happy anyway. So remember, the master key, the ultimate master key, and it's the only master key you really need to know. It's not what most humans think. They believe that when I get the things that I want, I'll finally be happy. No, not. It's get happy, then you'll attract the things you want that match your vibration of happiness and abundance. All right, so I hope you enjoyed my vodcast. Feeling good is all anyone wants. And I know you did, because it was freaking amazing. If you did, share with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Visit me at ZakiRon.com. Say hello. Let me show you how to become financially free. My name is ZakiRon, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast. And I wish you immense joy and abundance and lots of fun on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!